All right. Good evening. Thanks for coming out tonight. Welcome to North Goodland. Pastor John and Pastor Greg are both at a conference this week, and so I'm going to be filling in for him tonight. So y'all just bear with me a little bit. But I definitely wanted to go over a couple of announcements just to get us started, and then we'll get into our study that we're continuing on the Ten Commandments tonight. So a couple of things coming up, just to make sure everybody's aware of. Dinner for Six is going to be in just a little over a week now, so definitely want to make sure that if you've not signed up for that, that you go to the Welcome Center and be able to participate. I know Danielle and I have done that for a handful of years and really enjoyed having the opportunity to get to meet some folks that maybe we otherwise wouldn't have. So definitely sign up for that. This coming Saturday is the Ladies Painting and Fellowship event, so you'll want to make sure that if you haven't done that and want to be there, that you sign up for that as well and pay at that time. And it looks like it's Saturday at 11. And then also two Saturdays from now is the Teens Game Day, which is just a totally free event that Pastor Greg puts on for the teens. They have inflatables and all sorts of other cool things that day. So make sure that you do that. And then one other thing to mention is the family skating is coming up the end of this month. For any family who would like to be there, can sign up right on the website. There's a Word of Life banner you just click on, and then panels and skating, all that's all included there. So that more information is on the website. If you have questions, definitely reach out to Sandra. Go see Sandra, and she can give you more info. But really fun time. I think we're going to be going this year, so that should be interesting with Timmy. But we'll see how that goes, right? So I think that's about all I had announcements-wise. So why don't we go ahead and pray to get started? What's up, Jeff? Oh, that's right. So this Saturday night, we're turning clocks ahead. So springing forward, don't forget to take care of that. Yeah. I'm not looking forward to that myself, but is what it is, right? So let's go to Lord in prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this time that we have to spend together and spend this time in your word. We ask that you would speak to us whatever it is that you have, and that you would be with us throughout this time, that you would illuminate what it is that you would have me share, and that you would open our hearts to receive these words that are so important in today's world, as we think about these things that are guiding principles. And so we ask that you be with us through this evening, and in your son's name, Jesus Christ, we pray these things. Amen. So quick review over the last, handful of weeks now, we've been going through the Ten Commandments. And so I want to do a quick review of those. And then tonight we're going to be talking about the Ninth Commandment. The first eight commandments we've already been through, but just to touch on real quick, there is commandment number one, you shall have no other gods before me. Number two is you shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth beneath in the waters below. Commandment three is you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Number four, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Number five is honor your father and your mother. Number six, you shall not murder. Number seven, do not commit adultery. And eight, you shall not steal. Next week, we're going to talk about you shall not covet your neighbor's house, and do not covet. But tonight in particular, we're going to talk about Exodus 20, verse 16, which is where we can find the ninth commandment, which is thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. When I think about this, I think a lot of us consider that this is speaking to not lying. And that's one way that we can absolutely interpret this, and that meaning goes beyond just context. Was specifically referring to giving untrue testimony, particularly in a legal context. And so one of the commentators, John Durham, said that the Ninth Commandment provided an obvious and no doubt needed protection of the legal process at the crucial point where the evidence of wrongdoing within the covenant community was given. In addition to that obvious application of this commandment was the maintenance of justice in the covenant community. And so at that time, this was something that really ran rampant and felt that the Lord needed to make sure that it was clear that bearing false witness was not, was just not okay. And I think, you know, for myself in particular, you know, it's so easy sometimes for us to, you know, want to not tell the truth or tell folks what they need to hear, but it's so important that we do that. And so he continues and says, however, there is a wider implication in the requirement of truthfulness, reflected not only in the broader statement of Deuteronomy 5:20, but also in the fact that truthfulness in legal testimony is presented as not as a requirement of jurisprudence, but as a requirement of Yahweh. And the Lord himself has said to be truthful is what is absolutely required. And so Deuteronomy 5:20 says, neither shalt thou bear false witness against thy neighbor. You know, I think from the perspective of, you know, when we think about the Lord and Jesus himself, Jesus is the truth. And we learn that in John, right? And so not only does God command us to be truthful, but it is also, not only does it affect us when we lie, and his name's Peter ends, as with the other commandments, the focus of this one is not solely on personal morality for the sake of being good. It's rather on how one's behavior affects the health and well-being of the fledgling Israelite community as a whole. And we can apply that to ourselves today, right? When we bear false witness in particular, not only does it affect us and our own morality and conscience for what the Lord has called us to do and be, but it affects our brother or whoever that is on top of that, right? And so the Israelites were to make sure that whatever they said about their neighbor was true and not lay a charge against them that was known to be false, as this would harm their neighbor's reputation. And, you know, I think reputation is something that we think about today maybe a little differently than they did, but it was even more important in that time. And so that was something so, so important. And we might even ask ourselves, why would someone even do that to begin with? And I know for myself, right, it's one of the things of, like I was saying earlier, it's sometimes easier to just sugarcoat things and not tell the truth. I know I was even presented with an opportunity today where I had the opportunity to not speak the whole truth about something, and that would have been the much easier path to take, right? But the Lord said, no, you need to share this hard truth and in love, right? But I've called you to share that truth and to come alongside your brother and work through these things, right? And so the New Testament has quite a bit to say about this command too. You know, it's definitely something that I think the Lord is calling us to very particularly in passages like John 14, but the exact context being dealt with in the Old Testament being legal matters, the New Testament seems to speak more towards the heart of the command. And Colossians 3:9 says, Paul writes, do not lie to each other since you have taken off your old self with its practices. And lying comes from our sin nature. You know, it's something that our flesh is always going to point us to. And you know, in my example from today, I definitely didn't want to go that path, and it would have been quicker and easier to not walk that path of being truthful with that particular coworker. But it was clear that the Lord said, no, that's exactly what I need, what you've been called to do, right? And so in Christ, we're free from the bondage of lying. I'm fortunate that today I listened. I don't always listen, right? None of us always listen to that still small voice. But the Lord guides us. And when we don't listen, it's one of the things to show us grace and to pick us back up and continue to walk with us through restoration for even the small things that we see as small things like lying. And so, you know, I tend to be pretty hard on myself just as a person. And that's something that I struggle with. And, you know, the Lord is continually reminding me that his grace is sufficient and that he died for me and to cover what sins I've committed, whether it's lying or even what we see as something more, right? And so the prohibition against lying also aligns with the character of God because he is truth. And the nature of Jesus Christ to exemplify truthfulness in his early ministry, he's not a truth, he is the truth. And so I think that it's really important that we think about the Lord being the truth and not just a truth, especially in today's world. I think we hear so many often times that, you know, well, your truth is your truth, and no, Jesus is the truth, and that's it. And so, you know, it couldn't be more clear. In John 14:6, and Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes unto the Father but by me. Doesn't mean that there's another way or you can try your own path. It's very clear that this is the path that the Lord has said is the way to the Father. And it is through Jesus and Jesus alone, right? We put away lying because we are members of one another and desire to be our blessing to our own covenant community. Ephesians says, wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. And I think especially in our context here as a church even, it's so important that we are coming alongside each other and we are speaking truth into each other's lives and we are building each other up. And we are having those tough conversations because we grow through those things and when we're being honest with each other. It's so easy to not do that though, right? And I find even for myself, some days I just don't have the energy, it feels like, to be able to come alongside others and have those more difficult conversations that the Lord's saying, no, you really need to come alongside these folks and speak what is truth in a very loving way. And so in our own communities, putting away lying Paul makes it clear in his epistles. You know, lying is not a big deal in our culture. And it's listed among scripture along with things that we would deem quite a bit more severe. You know, whether the Lord has said, hey, you know, the world has said, you know, lying's not a big deal, but if you murder someone, then that's a big deal, right? To the Lord, a sin is a sin is a sin. And so Revelation in particular speaks to this, where it says in 21:8, it's lying is listed. These are all the key moral commands of God and those guideposts, like I said, about how the Lord has provided us ways and things of which to really focus on how we look to be the difference than everyone else in the world today, because it's so simple to get caught up in those things. Revelation 21:8 says, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and warmongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And so the Lord doesn't categorize lying in any other capacity than with any other sin that's listed in the rest of the commandments, right? And so, you know, a couple more thoughts around this, and then if anybody has any thoughts or, you know, questions, by all means. But, you know, I think for myself in particular, Have you ever watched a child try to lie to you? It's painfully obvious what they're doing. And they can get fidgety. Their story doesn't make sense. I'm even starting to see it a little bit with our two-year-old. And he's like, "Did you do that?" "No." And runs away. And it's like, "Okay, you didn't do it, did you?" It's absolutely apparent that our sin nature is so prevalent. And so even as a young child, it's something that as parents, we want obviously the best for our children and to raise them in the way of the Lord and make sure that, you know, we teach them what the Lord would have for them and what's important for them to really hold dear. And I think that, you know, as they grow, if not encouraged in the way of the Lord, that the world's influence becomes so much more easy to be able to just deter them and influence them in that way, right? Because it is so incredibly prevalent. I mean, I think about this too. It's just like, imagine when God looks at us when we're lying. He doesn't just see the outward evidence. He sees our thoughts and motivations. For a child, I'm sure there's some of that there, but for especially us as adults and as God's creation, he absolutely can see those things in us. And, you know, I know for myself in particular, I'm so incredibly, I would say humbled, honestly, by the fact that he continues to forgive over and over and over again when we don't make those right choices. And he prompts us that we have made those bad choices in those scenarios, right? That situation today, it was such a blessing to be in that situation again. You know, I would hope that I would make that same decision, but, you know, in my flesh, it'd be very easy to not. And his mercy is always going to come back and restore us. And we're so incredibly blessed by his graciousness in not just this area, but so many others. So I didn't have a whole lot more for us tonight on the lesson. We definitely are going to spend some time in prayer like we always do. So the men will go down to the office and pray if you'd like to join us. We'll just spend some time together going over any prayer requests that, you know, folks may have. I don't think we don't have to do prayer guides yet. No, not yet. Okay. So there's a couple more. If you need a prayer guide, we can grab one from the Welcome Center. The ladies will head down to the end of the hallway, last door on the right in the nursing room. When we're all set here. But anybody have any thoughts or questions around this? Anything, any comments? No? All right. Well, then I'll go ahead and pray for us, and then we'll be dismissed to prayer time. And then, obviously there's refreshments, and feel free to, help yourself to anything else that's there. And we'll be finished up from prayer time whenever you guys are all done. So, Lord Jesus, we thank you again for this time that we've been able to spend together and reviewing what it is that you would have for us to learn in this commandment. And Lord, I know, like I've said, for myself in particular, it's such an easy thing to get caught up in, you know, telling partially the truth or not the whole truth when these situations present to us that it's just more convenient or easy to not head down that road. And so, Lord, I ask that you would give us the strength and the courage to be able to speak truths, areas where we haven't. Lord, we ask that as we go throughout the rest of this time that we have together, that you would be with these requests that we're going to bring to you. Help us to look to you and trust that you will take care of all of these things in your perfect will and in your time. And Lord, we thank you again and love you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. Thank you.